SBS Dutch op radio, online en op je mobiele telefoon.
Sommigen van ons hebben al een brief in de bus gekregen met de inlogcode voor de census op 9 augustus, de avond van 9 augustus. Het is een unieke inlogcode waarmee we in staat zijn via de computer de census in te vullen. Maar niet iedereen is gelukkig met deze manier van informatie vergaren. En veel mensen maken zich zorgen over de privacy van hun gegevens. Ja, hoe veilig is die informatie eigenlijk? Al meer dan 100 jaar deelt de bevolking van Australië anoniem persoonlijke informatie met de ABS. We doen dat zodat de regering een toekomstplan kan vormen voor overheidsmaatregelen en beleid. Het verschil dit jaar is dat men nu naam en adres moet invullen, maar geen geloof. Toch zit het niet lekker bij verschillende groepen die zich zorgen maken om de privacy van de gegevens. Ze vinden het een grote fout dat je je naam en adres moet invullen. Dr. Clark is raadslid van de Australische Privacy Stichting.
They're now proposing that they are going to keep the identities of individuals. Variously, they've said forever. Then they backed off and said, oh, only for 4 years. Although we can't actually believe them, but they've said that they'll only keep names and addresses connected to the data for 4 years now. Complete breach of trust, complete change in the whole basis of what a census is about, and people are upset about that.
Het hoofd van de ABS, die verantwoordelijk is voor de volkstelling, Duncan Young, denkt niet dat de bevolking zich zorgen hoeft te maken over wat de ABS doet. Want ze doen het nu al meer dan 100 jaar en ze hebben het bewijs geleverd dat het de veiligheid van de data en persoonsgegevens kan waarborgen.
In the census, we've always collected names and addresses as part of a census. However, what we do straight after the census is we remove the names and addresses from all of the other information on the census form and store them separately. And we don't give anyone access to be able to access both the names or the addresses and the other data on the form. But the data from a form becomes anonymous. That's the data that we use for making statistics, and it's the data that researchers can access.
Dus Trading Greens zijn niet zo overtuigd door de verzekering van de ABS. Zij runnen het Save Our Census campaign, waarmee ze Treasurer Scott Morrison oproepen de beslissing van de ABS ongedaan te maken en het invullen van naam en adres niet verplicht te stellen. Senator Scott Ludham van de Greens zegt dat door dit niet te doen de resultaten van de volkstelling van 2016 de kans lopen onjuist te zijn.
I think it does increase the likelihood of boycotts, either overt ones or subtle personal ones, where people just refuse to fill stuff out. And that begins to corrupt the database. It begins to effectively compromise the material that's being collected that policymakers all around the country find enormously valuable. So I think it's a risk that the ABS is running that's absolutely unnecessary. They don't need to be taking this risk.
En het wantrouwen van het publiek in de online veiligheid van de overheid lijkt wel toe te nemen. Weer even terug naar Senator Ludham.
We've seen really high-profile hacks of very well-resourced corporations and government departments, for that matter. The Immigration Department, let's not forget, inadvertently compromised more than 9,000 asylum seekers, people fleeing, in some instances, from police states and authoritarian regimes. You know, nobody is immune. I mean, the fact is if this material hadn't been collected and identifiable in the first place, then that makes the risk that much lower.
Duncan Young van de ABS echter is zeker dat ze de juiste maatregelen hebben genomen om persoonsgegevens tegen ongevallen en hackers te beschermen.
We use encryption technologies to make sure that the data is encrypted, and so only if the ABS has the keys to unencrypt the data. And we have many layers of security, so we have physical security, so all the data and computers are kept in a secure site. We have layers of technology security, so the best software and processes in place to protect the data. We implement the best practice security mechanisms for government, and we do a range of testing of those mechanisms to make sure that they're robust.
Maar Dr. Roger Clark van de Australische Privacy Stichting zegt dat er voorbeelden genoeg zijn in de geschiedenis van zogenaamde veilige persoonsgegevens die later in naam van nationale veiligheid geschonden werden.
One of the reasons that there are very few Jews left in the Netherlands is that data was kept about racial background and ethnic background and religious affiliations, and the Nazis gained access to that data when they invaded the Netherlands. There's the standard story in the United States at the beginning of World War II when the census data was raided, breaching all laws in order to identify people of Japanese descent so that they could all be thrown into concentration camps.
Dr. Roger Clark werkt al 45 jaar in de veiligheidssector van de IT. Hij denkt dat de grootste bedreiging voor de persoonsgegeven de ABS zelf is.
The threat model that I think most people ought to be concerned about is actually the government and the ABS itself. The ABS has that data, and if the ABS chooses to abuse that data by retaining personal identities associated with the data, and by distributing that data, and by utilizing that data to know more about individuals and to study individuals rather than just producing statistics, then ABS is the biggest threat, and the ABS has already got the data. So I think the public's got a lot of reason to be concerned.
Duncan Young van de ABS blijft keihard volhouden dat de persoonlijke informatie wel veilig zal zijn.
There's very strong laws which have been in place in Australia since over 100 years, which say that census can never release people's census responses, not even to court, not even to the police, not even to other government agencies. We need to protect the identity of all of the information we've collected. And if we don't do that, we'd be sent to jail. It's seen as a very serious thing. And so the ABS has never released identifiable census information and never will.
Senator Scott Ludham vindt dat we zelf zouden moeten kiezen of we ons naam en adres willen invullen.
Well, people can opt out of Facebook. You can't get prosecuted for not using Facebook. That's very different from the government saying you have a legal obligation to provide your name, address, your religion, your marital status, how much you earn, basically all these extraordinary, very fine-grained personal information, and that you can be fined, prosecuted, potentially sent to jail for not doing that. The general privacy principle that should apply here is that the ABS shouldn't be collecting more material than they absolutely need.
Dr. Roger Clark voorspelt dat meer dan 1 miljoen mensen er niet in zullen slagen de telling te voltooien of valse informatie in te vullen om hun privacy te beschermen. Hij zegt ook dat het wantrouwen van de bevolking in de ABS is gestegen.
The last figures that we had from ABS's own surveys was around about 20% distrust in the ABS. But that had been rising, and this latest flurry will have seen it rise a great deal further. If we did another survey today, it'd be well above 20% distrust. Meanwhile, by 2011, already 4% of the population were failing to fill in census forms. If you ever think about 4%, we're talking about 1 million people. But you would imagine that a 4%, 5%, 6% error rate would start making a mockery of some of the figures that ABS is publishing.
Het is natuurlijk bijna onmogelijk om de juistheid van alle antwoorden te verifiëren van bijna 10 miljoen huishoudens en 24 miljoen mensen. Maar Duncan Young zegt dat de ABS een aantal checks uitvoert om de antwoorden te toetsen.
We run a range of quality checks with a census after each census is run, because it's really important for us to understand whether or not the census has missed any parts of the population. So we want to understand, have we got a full count of young people, or a full count of people from different countries of birth, or who speak different languages. That'll help reassure the people who are using our data that yes, this data still does represent the full picture of Australia and how Australia is in 2016.
Meer dan 65% van de Australische huishoudens zullen hoogstwaarschijnlijk de volkstelling op 9 augustus online invullen. Maar er zijn groepen die zich zorgen blijven maken om de privacy, de betrouwbaarheid en de nauwkeurigheid van de volkstelling van 2016. Geen gemakkelijke opgave voor de ABS dus. Gelukkig hoeven we dus godsdienst niet in te vullen. Voor meer informatie ga naar de website van de ABS. Dat adres is www.census.abs.gov.au. census.abs.gov.au. Vul je liever in met pen, dan kun je dit gratis nummer bellen. Dat is 1300-214-531. 1300-214-531. Heb je een vertaler nodig, dan kun je bellen 1314-50.